lives in my heart,
rules through me,
empowers me
to be all
he said I could be.
I refuse to quit.
I refuse to concede defeat.
Having done all to stand,
I stand
expecting the full victory
that he has promised.
Well, set yourself down.
I was blessed by Damon's mother, Carol Pinckney, who is married to Pastor Pinckney in Texas City. And she wrote this week a tribute to Pastor Jim and Sister Lou. Praise God, this tribute is to Pastor Jim and Sister Lou of the House of the Lord Fellowship Church in Austin, Texas. Jeremiah 3:15 says, "And I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding." I think Sister Michelle and her were flowing in the same vein. 1 Thessalonians 5:12 says, "And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Pastor, you have been teacher, counselor, encourager, and comforter. Church family are truly blessed to have you, especially my family. Thanks for being there for all of them." Hebrews 6:10 says, "For God is not unjust to forget your works and labors of love, which you have shown towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. We are sorry that we have not been there to help celebrate with you, but speak God's blessings over you. Have a blessed day on tomorrow. Jesus loves you, and we do too. Sister Carol Pinckney." Pastor Pinckney is one of the ministers who are ordained by House of the Lord. The men of valor are putting notes in your hands as we spend just a moment talking about God's intent for his people. If you ask the average person, what is Pastor Appreciation Day about? And some will say it's about an offering. Some will say it's about everybody having lunch together. But Pastor Appreciation Day is about opening a window of blessing into your life. And I want to talk to you about Pastor Appreciation Day for a moment. We go to 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 3 through 8. "Now the donkeys of Kish, Saul's father, were lost. So Kish said to his son Saul, 'Take with you one of the servants and arise and go search for the donkeys.'" Seems like in a lot of churches there are people searching for the donkeys. But Saul was a special person. He was a foot taller than anybody else in Israel. He was better looking than anyone else in Israel. And he was used of God and was a brilliant individual. He passed through the hill country of Ephraim and passed through the land of Shaliah, and they did not find them. Then they passed through the land of Salim, but they were not there. Then he passed through the land of the Benjamites, but they did not find them. When they came to the land of Zuppah, Saul said to his servant who was with him, "Come, let us return, or else my father will cease to be concerned about the donkeys and will become anxious for us. The servant said to him, Behold, now there is a man of God in this city, and the man is held in high honor. All that he says surely comes true. Now let us go there. Perhaps he can tell us about our journey on which we have set out. Then Saul said to his servant, Behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread is gone from our sack, and there is no present to bring the man of God. What do we have? The servant answered Saul again and said, Behold, I have in my hand a fourth of a shekel of silver. I will give it to the man of God, and he will tell us our way. There is in this story a deep meaning. Saul knew that when you went to the man of God, you went with a gift in your hand. Why? To grease the wheels? No. To honor the God of the man you're seeking wisdom or knowledge or understanding from. And Saul said, We can't go to the man of God. We don't have anything to present to him, to honor him. Somehow that thinking has fallen by the wayside for so many. In a lot of churches, there are groups of people who band together to try and oust the pastor because he taught something they didn't like. Or Sister Bucketmouth decides that they need somebody else. Her son would be a better pastor. But it is what you do to recognize the gift God has given so that God can give you the gift he desires you to have. By honoring the office of the man of God, they honored the God of the man. Pastor Appreciation Day is about honoring the God who called, ordained, and set in place the pastor God has raised up. Today it's 38 years that we've been a church family. 38 years of worshiping God together, of seeing God demonstrate so many wonderful and marvelous things. The Word of God says the elders who rule well are to be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who work hard at preaching and teaching. For years, people would say, God, you keep him holy and we'll keep him poor. Not realizing that they were cutting their own throat by not paying proper honor to the gift God had set. And this verse says the pastor is worthy of double pay. You say, Pastor, it said double honor. You honor the gift by doubling what would be normal. The compensation for ministers is to be double what normal pay would be. Some people say, well, he works an hour on Sunday and an hour on Wednesday. You don't know anything about pastoral work. My phone is on 24 hours a day because sometimes in the middle of the night someone will call, Pastor, there's been an accident. Pastor, my son just got arrested. Pastor, I'm in pain and I need you to pray now. A man of God does not have an unlisted phone number. And I know in a lot of churches, nobody is allowed to talk to the pastor. I was doing an ordination service in Long Island, New York, and I met a person there who was on staff at a very large church here in America. that has a television ministry is very well known. And I said, what's your pastor like? And they said, well, there's 400 of us on staff, and I've never met the pastor. Can you imagine being on staff for 2 years and never met the pastor? No one calls themselves to ministry. If they do, their ministry will fail. Because if you called you, you have to keep you going. God calls and confirms through the fivefold ministry. Some people find it easy to find fault with and talk about ministers. God frowns on this. When you talk against God's gift, you are damning yourself. Because how can you receive from a God whom you have rejected what he gave to you? Do not receive an accusation against an elder except on the basis of two or three witnesses. But unfortunately, one gossip person can ruin a ministry because people are quicker to believe something bad about a person than something good. But we request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord and give you instruction. Elders answer to God for what they teach. That's why the Word of God says, don't a lot of you want to take the office of teacher? Because the teacher received a stronger judgment than the people being taught. I am responsible to God for what I bring to you. And 38 years ago, I made a pledge to you and have repeated the pledge several times that I will never bring you warmed over bread. I will never bring you number 28 again. I will always seek God to bring a fresh word. Because God has established a body, that people who cooperate with what God established have God's covering and blessing upon them. Pastor Appreciation Day is set aside for the purpose to show appreciation to God for the gift he has given them. It's not just about pastor, it's about the God who set pastor in place. A lot of people who call themselves to ministry, or they find out there's a church that's open and they go try out for pastor and get hired, they fall apart when the hard times come. But when you know God calls you, God sets you in place. And I had to be sure. So for about a year, I told God, no. I'll carry the pastor's briefcase. I'll wash his car, mow his yard. I'll straighten out the deacons that give him a hard time. But homie, don't preach. And finally, God said to me, I've called you to teach my people faith. Get about the work. And so we did. To honor the man of God uses to lead, train, and educate the body of believers, that's an important thing, that you're opening yourselves to God's will for your life. Ephesians 4 says, and he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers. God sets ministry gifts in the body. Understand, you can't come against a ministry gift without coming against the God who set them there. But I've heard some people in church go, we hired him, we'll fire him. Not if you got any brains. Touch not God's anointed, and do his service no harm. For the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ. The ministers in your body are here to do a job. As senior pastor, I'm responsible before God for what you're taught and trained in. Until we all attain the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. God intends you to be so full of the Word that you walk like he walked, you talk like he talked, you do the deeds that he did, and you're cognizant at all times that you're representing Daddy, his will, his plan, his purpose, his kingdom. Some of y'all look very nice in your purple today. Thank you. As a result of this teaching and training and ministry gifts, we are no longer to be children tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine. God wants you to be taught the foundational principles of the kingdom of God so that when anything else comes along, you are so familiar with the real, you know that's not. By the trickery of men, by the craftiness and deceitful scheming. The one who listens to you, Jesus said to the disciples, listens to me. And the one who rejects you, rejects me. And who rejects me, rejects the one who sent me. On Pastor Appreciation Day, you're saying, Father, we don't reject your gift. We open our hearts to your gift, and we honor your gift. And in so doing, we're honoring you, because you have promised us, if we honor what you gave, you'll give us more. How serious is it to reject God's representative? He who receives you receives me, receives him who sent me. The Father, the Son, and the ministry gift are connected by God's will. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who receives whomever I send receives me, and who receives me receives him who sent me. Pastor Appreciation Day says, I'm opening my heart to God the Father, God the Son, and the gift he has set in this body. And by honoring that gift, I'm recognizing the God of the gift. There are many blessings that are never received by people because they do not take the time to receive the gift God has set in place. They are too busy finding fault with and criticizing. But as a wise individual, you understand a person who has to tear someone else down to feel better about themselves is insecure. A person who is able to submit to what God has set in motion lets you know, I'm committed. I'm surrendered. I'm on with God's purpose. There is tremendous reward in receiving the gift God sets in your midst. Pastor Appreciation Day opens the door for those who choose to honor God by honoring his gift to them. I look forward to Pastor Appreciation Day. I look forward to us celebrating together, rejoicing together. It blesses my heart to see people gathered around a table laughing, rejoicing, sharing with one another. In the last 50 years, I've been a part of many churches. I have never been a part of a church that was family like this people. You are closer to me than my own physical family, especially a couple of them. But God has raised up a family for His purpose. And I rejoice to teach you the truth of who you are in Him, of what you can do with the empowerment of His Word, how you can possess His anointing, how you can be free from the turmoil of life and the bothersome cares of Satan's attack. Some of you, when you came to House of the Lord, were broke. Some of you were sick or crippled. And you've sat under the anointing, and God has changed your life. Some of you are nothing like the person I first met. Asia smiling big. For about 6 years, Asia put her feet under my table and ate with us and fellowshiped with us and did my typing and research. And this week we were sitting talking and reminiscing over some of those things. I watched her grow from an outsider to an insider. It blesses me to see you grow, to see you stronger, to see you understanding I am somebody in God's kingdom. The Word of God says you can do all things through the Anointed One and His anointing that infuses you with divine life. But somebody has to open the Word and show you those principles, teach you those truths, and share with you who you really are. You're an heir and joint heir with the Anointed Redeemer. You're a child of the King. You possess eternal life right now. I've heard people say, I won't know for sure until I hear the gates click behind me. Pearls don't click. If you don't know now that you're redeemed, the redeemed of the Lord, maybe you're not. Because the moment you're redeemed, God puts a spirit within you that wants to cry out through you, Daddy. Not beloved, most holy God, who art high and lifted up and so separate from us we can never attain. Daddy, you can crawl up in His lap, put your arms around Him and say, thank you for loving me. Thank you for redeeming me. Thank you for the gift of your Son that has opened eternity to me. Right now, I'm an eternal being. Not going to be someday when I get to heaven. Right now, I am an eternal being. The eternal God lives in me. God don't take Section 8 housing. You are somebody because of whose you are. Today you honor God as you honor me. As we go to the hotel and sit down and break bread together. Let the joy flow. Let the happiness resound. When I get words like Sister Pinckney penned this week, she is only a part of this church once in a while. They attend from time to time, but they have the responsibilities of their own church. And yet, her life is eternally affected by what God has done through his gift here. I rejoice that you're here. I rejoice that you're growing. I rejoice that you're coming to know I'm a person without limits. Amen. The only limit on my life is the one I allow. I tell you without fear or condemnation, I am the redeemed of the Lord. I know what God has done in me. And I boldly cry, Daddy God. I've had people come to me who were not familiar with the house of the Lord, or I would be attending another church, and they would hear me pray, and they go, why do you say Daddy God? And I say, because I'm acknowledging the relationship I have with the God of all creation. Yes, he is Jehovah, Lord of hosts, but he's Daddy. I've told people this story, and you've heard it before, but get ready, you're going to hear it again. When Bush 41 was president, I was watching the arrival of some foreign dignitaries, and there was a motorcade that pulled up in front of the White House. And Secret Service agents and military people lined the steps going up to the White House. And people came in their formal attire because they were meeting with the president. And while the camera was there, it suddenly took a side shot of the side entry, the east entry to the White House. And there was George W. Bush in a white shirt with the sleeves rolled up, a pair of blue jeans and boots coming in the side entrance. And the Lord used that illustration. He said, they're all coming to see the president. He's going to see Daddy. He doesn't have to dress up. He doesn't have to assume a posture. He doesn't have to bow or kneel or he can come in with his sleeves rolled up in his white shirt and blue jeans and boots, and he can walk in the side door because that's Daddy's house. It may be the president's residence, but it was Daddy's house. Church, I don't have to put on any airs. I found God just as real in my birthday suit in the shower as I would worship and praise him and sing. I used to annoy my wife singing in the shower. But I rejoice in my car, in my house, in the shower, in the toilet. Sometimes I've been on the porcelain throne and God would just start talking to me and I would grab my tablet and start taking notes. I never had to say, hey, can I get a little privacy in here? I'm taking care of some business here. God shows up in the middle of the night. So I keep a tablet handy. On my nightstand, there's a tablet and a pen in the top drawer. Why? In the middle of the night, God may speak. And I've got a flashlight and a pen and a tablet to write down what he said. Because if Daddy thinks it's important enough to wake me up, I'm going to take notes. Because I know Daddy cares about me, and he cares about my future, and he cares about who I'm going to be. Your Daddy loves you. He gave his most precious gift to get you. And so in Pastor Appreciation, you give back a little for the giant gift he's given you. Have fun today. Rejoice today. But don't let it be the only day. Occasionally stop and give thanks to God that he cared enough about you to put somebody in your life that would shine light on the Word of God and bring revelation alive to you. You will never be the same because you became a part of this ministry. You can't sit here without learning something. Don't ever stop learning. Don't ever stop growing. A real pastor wants to see you surpass everything he is and everything he's done. But I'm not going to sit down while you do it. I'm going to keep moving, so you're going to have to move even faster. But some of the young ministers being raised up in this body are demonstrating now the wisdom that God has given. And sometimes I'll hear Brother Ken or Brother Brian or Brother Richard, and they'll be quoting something that Pastor said. That's not a warmed over truth. That's an abiding revelation. So as you honor God today, do so with joy, expectancy, and appreciation, for he loved you enough to set a gift among you that he could work through. Daddy God, we brought your word, and your people are encouraged, and they're enlightened, and they're infused by your presence and power. You're the glorious God of all creation. And you created within us a place for you to come and abide. Thank you for adopting us, for receiving us, and for empowering us with your word. Thank you that we can demonstrate your truth and see the world changed, because greater is he who is in us than he that is in the world. Thank you, Father, for your loving kindness and your great truth. And the people said, amen. I'll see you at the hotel. We'll fellowship together. We'll celebrate together. And we'll rejoice in God. You actually have time to fellowship a little. God bless you. Go with God.